This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello, podcasters.
How is podcast? I
started the podcast with the one that got away.
That actually didn't make the cut. No.
Oh, did it not? Oh, but, thank God.
But you did just say.
Well, it's in now. Great.
Oh, the one who got away.
We were just talking about a girl that Dave used to talk to.
And then and he obviously didn't follow through with it properly because she's gone now.
Actually, and I know this sounds bizarre, wasn't down to me. I actually really liked her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's bizarre that someone might reject you.
Fucking mental,
oh
my right?
God, absolutely bizarre.
Oh my God,
that's
it's
just crazy.
Absolutely bizarre.
And lads, I'm the full package.
But
I know what you're talking
someone
about.
Someone didn't want to go out with me.
She's the only one who I've ever really gone for. And she was like, nah.
The only one?
Yeah.
You've never been rejected.
Yeah, I only go for people who I know like me.
That's wow. Fair. Fucking hell.
You don't know the feeling of rejection.
Of course, I do now.
Is that a male thing? I don't know.
I don't know. But
I just think dating's easier for guys, hands down. Do you want to hear what someone sent me on Hinge yesterday?
Go on.
This is a total stranger, like that someone who sent me a like.
Is
and
this
then,
PC?
It's going to be cringe.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's just
is it PG? Sorry, is my question.
It's PG, but I would be calling the PCs this person. They messaged me on Hinge. If we match, we can be in pumpkin patch pictures in October and a matching PJs in December. What do you think?
That's fucking a great opener.
That's kind of funny.
I love
joking.
That.
It's a joke.
I sent it to my group chat with my girls as Christ on a fucking bike.
That's a really good... Like, what? Sorry. What the fuck do you expect from lads? What do you... Oh, that... You can't say, hey, because I won't respond to that because that's too boring. So he puts in
I
some
think
effort.
The pumpkin patch
that's
pictures
fucking
is funny.
Brilliant.
Really?
Yeah.
No, but it's a joke. Like, he's not actually saying that. But it's just like, so you have something to react to. You can be like, oh no, they're cringe. Or like, ha ha ha.
Okay,
do you
well
like
now
Halloween?
Now I fully regret telling this story.
Message him now. And
I
say,
know, I exed him, he's gone.
Oh my God.
Ah, they're poor
I think
fucker.
That's a brilliant opening line. You'd be hard pressed to find a better opening line, I think.
Well, if it's what you use on the girl you're saying is the one that got away, I understand why
no,
she
no, it definitely
you.
Wasn't. But I
use
might
that,
use that,
Dave.
I will
and
use that.
And see how it goes.
I guarantee that would work for me.
Use that exact line and see how it goes.
I'm a user.
And we'll make something of it on the show.
Okay.
We'll catch you tomorrow back here live. In the meantime, enjoy today's show on the podcast version. You know what I mean? This isn't live, like.
No,
of course.
No.
Yeah, of course.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up, rise and shine.
Good morning, it's Monday the 4th of March. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin. Just going up to 3 minutes after 7 now.
What mad that we do this every day, isn't it?
Ah, sure, yeah.
Just bizarre.
Here we go again.
How are you? Happy Monday. We're here again. Is that mad?
That's the spirit.
I had a very busy weekend.
Did
very
you?
Very busy weekend.
I had the opposite of a busy weekend. What'd you get up to?
Not for the reasons that you might think, though. It became busy early on Saturday because my 4, almost 5-year-old niece told me that she doesn't know how to skip yet.
Skip as
a skipping rope.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I think you meant like just skip on the street. I was like, oh,
no,
she okay?
No. She's really good at skipping on the street. Yeah, we skipped to get a skipping rope actually.
Okay,
but this, I forgot how difficult it is to learn how to skip. It doesn't just come to you, man.
Which so you were learning as well.
No, I was fine. I had it, but it was a very long process. Immediately she gave up, said, I can't do this, I'm going back in. I said, no, you have to practice, you know?
What type of skipping are we doing? The jumping or the kind of like 2-foot step type
at
one?
At this point, any kind of a step.
Just get over the rope.
Get over
process.
The rope, cool.
Yeah, yeah, in any way without like making bits of yourself or going head down straight first. My mom was then saying that she remembers when she was around that age, all her friends could skip and she was freaking out because she couldn't skip. And my granny, like my late granny, her mom would always tell her, like, you went out to that garden for 4 days, like, didn't eat. We'd be like, lunch, Casey. And she'd be like, nah, I'm trying to learn to skip.
I love that.
And I'm busy skipping, mom.
4 days. Do you have any memory of learning to skip?
Yeah, my brother used to skip like crazy in the house with like a wire. We just had this like big long wire. And he'd just be like, and if you hit off him, it was like a whip.
So sore. Yeah. No one skips anymore.
Like, they really don't.
I feel like skipping used to be such a big thing. And if you were good at skipping, my God, did you show everyone.
In one of my not best days in lockdown when I really was losing it, I bought a skipping rope for the house for a bit of exercise.
Now, did you actually get a rope?
It's very
did you get
exercise.
Like the professional ones where they are literally kind of like a wire with two handles?
Kind of like one of them.
I like them ones. They're
really
very aerodynamic.
But I remember poor Emer having to come down one night just being like, come on now, pet. Go up to bed.
It's midnight.
In the middle, she was up the room above, and you could just hear the clip off the roof with everyone.
But Emer, look, I can do a triple one. What?
I'd officially lost my mind. It's 7:05. This has been Happy Monday and welcome to the show.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up
like $1 billion
in the morning. Morning.
I did not see this coming. McDonald's have collaborated with a brand, right? I mean, you think of McDonald's, you think of obviously gorgeous, beautiful, fast food that mm-hmm. you enjoy very, very much. You don't necessarily think of a beauty brand.
No.
No, you do not.
Definitely
except maybe
not.
Like clown makeup, just because of Ronald McDonald.
Ronald McDonald, yeah. You could think clothing as well sometimes. You know, the Ronald McDonald gear is pretty nice sometimes if you're into
as in the clown uniform, yeah.
Yeah.
But like, do you remember Lidl did their clothing brand? Like, I think I'd wear the big M. I'd wear the golden
arches.
Yeah,
my mate bought all of the Lidl clothing.
I got some of the Lidl stuff.
I would wear McDonald's merch.
Yeah.
The Lidl stuff does really well, you notice at festivals. They're big lads top to toe in all things Lidl gear. Anyway, McDonald's have collaborated with a company called Nails.Inc. And they will be now doing stick-on nails, McDonald's themed.
Wow.
I.e. you could have like your little chips on your nails if you want to look down at your double cheeseburger on your nails. They're also doing nail varnish. You can think of the key McDonald's colours, the real gold.
Just of the colours.
Yellow and red as
That's
well.
That's mad.
And as I said, sorry, yeah, on these stick-on nails, you can think about the legendary items you could be looking at in your fingers, the Big Macs and the French fries.
That's kind of cool.
The problem is, I read this story yesterday, like merely read it, and then got to the drive-thru and had a McDonald's. And that's a true story.
That would be dangerous. So you'd be looking down in your nails. A walking advertisement on your fingernails.
Yeah. You could smell it just by looking at your fingers.
Honestly.
You'd be in and out to McDonald's all the time.
And you'd
be
like, how nice would this nail look going into the red box of chips?
And then into my mouth and into my stomach. Yeah, like I full on. I couldn't believe it. I was like, I've been so like, it's after getting into my brain so much just from reading the story that I did.
And are these fake nails and all, are they things that like you're going to be able to buy, or do you get them in like Happy Meals or what?
You can buy them at Amazon right now.
No way.
Prices start at just like £7. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
So I was thinking, right, over the years, there's been many kind of questionable collaborations with brands. Some of them that have worked out quite well, others that you're a bit like, that's weird.
Mm.
Like, for example, I remember when Adidas collaborated with Ben & Jerry's and they made like a runner that really looked like an ice cream.
I remember them.
Right, I remember that. No.
But now I've compiled a list and I hope these brands are listening to the show because I know that Adidas are big fans of the show.
Of course.
And I have some dream collaborations that I personally would like to see happen between brands. Number one on the list is Adidas by Equestrian Wear.
What's Equestrian?
Okay,
is that
like
the
horse riding. You want Adidas jodhpurs?
I want Adidas jodhpurs
with the stripes.
Three stripes down into the, because you know when you're horse riding, you have to wear the boots up to like your knee.
Yes.
Down onto the boots, so then the boots pick up the three stripes.
Very good.
All the way down along. That's the goal. And I've had a look, can't see Adidas Equestrian Wear anywhere, so they're
shocking.
Missing a trick.
Really?
There. It is sportswear, technically, right? I mean,
yes.
Come on. This is my other one, Yankee Candles by Babies' Heads.
Explain immediately.
Yankee Candles need to team up with the scent of babies' heads.
Oh, I get what you mean. I was like, why do you want a baby's head to smell like, you know, marshmallow?
No, the other way around.
Right, okay.
I want my room to smell like a baby's head.
You want your baby's head to smell like a Yankee candle.
I was holding my nephew all weekend. Oh, lads. Oh, my God. Just the smell of the
head. I don't know the smell of a baby's
head. Neither
do I. I've never held a little baby before.
That's so weird.
Yeah, I know.
Like all you do is smell their head.
See, I've held a little baby, but I try my best not to smell, just in case.
Yeah, true. You just never know.
What do you mean?
In case, you know, they're wearing a nappy.
They don't always smell good.
Oh.
That's full.
I hear what you mean. I hear what you mean. And then finally, Zara and Lidl.
Oh.
I spend a lot of time in both, so it would just be handy to be able to get all the bits in one go.
I'm just like, for them to do both in the one place.
Just collaborate by merging.
I'd like the name, Zariddle.
Zariddle would be good, or Lara.
Lara.
Do you want like a Zara to have like a Lidl in it, or to have a Lidl, have a Zara center aisle?
You'd want a Zara in the Lidl.
Yeah, I think the little center aisle,
like the middle
Zara.
Aisle, is just Zara.
Yeah.
But you know what it could be? Do you know remember back when Body and Soul used to be at Electric Picnic, and the middle of the picnic was Body and Soul?
Yes. Mm.
So you could have the big little store, and then in the center point is your Zara.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay.
That'd be perfect.
That works, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Adidas and Equestrian Wear, Yankee Candle, and just find some babies and get some smells off their heads, and Zara and Lidl. I think that would be that's when you're talking now.
That sounds good to me.
Michaela Hayes, she's with you from 10 o'clock each morning. Have her on across your workday. She's with you till 3. Your chance to win some Burger King for your whole office.
Oh.
Happy days.
You'd be flavour of the month, courtesy of Michaela. And she's got gig tickets to go as well. That's her thing, massively. This week, giving you a chance to win your ticket to see Kings of Leon at Marley Park.
Ah,
that's on the 6th of July.
In Marley Park, God, that'd be savage.
That'd be a great summer gig, wouldn't it?
Unbelievable. I had a very nice and quiet and wholesome weekend.
Good.
You kind of did as well. I mean, you were teaching your niece how to skip.
I was.
Very good. Very nice of you. I did nothing. Like, literally nothing all weekend. I went and saw my granny over the weekend. She's recently checked herself into a nursing home. And I've actually, honestly never seen her happier. I'm not going to tell you what nursing home she's in, because when I asked her why she didn't move to a nursing home near Finglas, she said, in case someone knows me. So
okay.
She decided to move to a different one. I'm like, granny, you're 96. I don't think anyone's going to, you know, I don't think anyone's going to be judging you for being in a nursing home. You're 96.
Especially if they're in there themselves.
Exactly, yeah. But the thing about her being in this place is that even though she's 96, she's almost looking around going, ah, oh God, isn't that terrible now? He's very old. Like, you're 96.
That's great, though.
I love her.
That's the way to be.
She's a legend.
Yeah, she's amazing. But I went in and I realised very, very quickly why she's checked herself in. The place is paradise. I'm actually buzzing for her and, in a way, kind of jealous. So here are the reasons that when I grow up, I want to be in a nursing home.
Dave.
Number one, cups of tea. All the bloody time. You can't move for tea in that place.
Really?
Whenever you want it, and they bring you little biscuits as well. But like, so much biscuits that you're like, this is ridiculous. I don't need this much biscuits.
Yeah.
But like, you'll take them.
What kind of biscuits?
Oh, you're not talking the crap ones.
Right.
You're talking cookies. You're talking, do you know the Jammy Dodgers?
Yeah.
You're talking them. You're talking,
I love Jammy Dodgers.
You're talking Jaffa Cakes. You're talking the whole, like,
the brand.
I'm telling you, this place is...
Lads.
Yeah, no, this is how the other half live,
the one,
I think.
Doreen.
Yeah, that's it. Number two.
The other half live.
Walks around the grounds, right? And I know this sounds stupid, but everywhere around the grounds is really smooth. Because it kind of has to be. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no gravel around. You could rollerblade the whole way around if you wanted. It's the best thing ever. Because obviously loads of them have like the kind of little Zimmer frames and stuff. They need to be able to be smooth or whatever. It's fantastic. It's like, you know, when a road is brand new tarmac.
Yes.
And it's just like, God, I can't wait to drive on that thing.
They'd probably love it if you were going around on some wheels.
Honestly, it would be the best thing ever.
Bring a skateboard,
Everywhere in the nursing home is like brand new tarmac road and it's stunning. I absolutely love it. Number three, Ash, you'd love this. Knitting club. Yeah.
Oh,
when
lovely.
You walk in, there's a couch, right? And they have like 7 knitted figurines sitting on the couch of what all the staff look like.
Stop!
It's so cool.
Like little crochet.
Yeah,
things.
And I think that the people in the nursing home actually made this. I just think
it's
deadly. Like, it's so, so funny. The funny thing is that I will tell you, and I'll probably get in trouble for telling you this story, especially if she's listening. I'm sorry, granny. But she went, she can get mass every morning, right, at 11:30.
Unreal.
Right, so she got, and so she literally only walked down the corridor to get mass. So she went into the chapel. You can go into the chapel whenever you want. She was in there for 3 hours just chilling, right? And she was like, right, I'm going to go get a cup of tea. And she came back out to get a cup of tea, and the nurses were all freaking out, going, where the hell is Doreen? She's like, I'm sorry.
You lost her the first week.
Yeah, the first week. And she's like, sorry, I was just in mass. Like, I was just like in the chapel or whatever. And she's like, oh, I didn't realise it would cause such a stir. I'll write a note next time. Ha ha. And you would have went, please do. So your granny has to write notes.
Oh,
to say where she's going, which I think is gas.
That's so funny.
Number four on the list of reasons why I want to go to a nursing home. Mashed potato. There's a lot of it and it's good.
Okay.
Yeah. Number five, if you're in any way young, like less than 60, you get told constantly just how young you are. And it's wonderful. God, you're so young. Like, you're so... Oh, thanks. Thanks so much. Number six is the final one. Haircuts. Right, they have a hairdresser in the place, right?
Well.
I'm telling you, how the other half live. There's a hairdresser in the place. Shampoo and a blow dry, €20, right? Cut and blow dry.
Pay.
What?
You have to pay.
Yeah, you have to pay, like.
Well, that'll be free.
No, it's not free, but like, I think it's really good pricing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you can get a colour and a cut is 50, a perm is 60.
A perm.
And then, for men, 15. So I'm getting the short back and sides in the nursing home every week. And I can't wait.
You know what? A nursing home in Waterford that I was in and out of a bit over the years. And someone I know used to work there. But anyway, it was amazing because they had, like you said, the barbers slash hairdressers. Mm. But on the corridor within the nursing home, it was all divvied up like a shop front.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It made it look, feel like you were walking down the street. And then next door to that, they had a post office. And it was just really
lovely.
That.
Like, it's like a little village almost.
It was all mocked up to look like
it's
a village.
It's funny.
Yeah, it was cool.
Because there is like a shop in there, almost like a little, like you can buy like flowers and you
Green
can buy chocolates and there's stuff like that in within the nursing home. But there's an old woman running it, and I'm like, are you meant to be? Well, like,
you know, are they paying you, or are you paying to be here?
Is this how you get a few bob off?
That's what I thought, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, are they putting you to work? That's not fair.
Spin with Emma, Dave, and Aisling. Watch the Brits on Saturday night. Obviously, her performance was a stormer.
It was good, was it?
I seen there was a load of like flying dancers and all during her performance.
Yeah.
It looked really cool.
Very cool. Producer Callum was hoping for some kind of a mashup of all the hits that got her there, the likes of Houdini and the one from Barbie as well.
Dance the Night.
Yeah, no, she just focused on Training Season, but it was a big performance and a big choreography.
I love Training Season.
I feel like that would do a Dua Lipa, you could totally get at least half an hour out of her and it would still be the best show
ever. She needs to do the bloody Super Bowl.
Yes.
She's already got so many bangers. Is she that big in America though? I don't know.
I think so. Sure, she was going out with one of the Hadid brothers, wasn't she? And she was hanging out with all them for a long time. So she has definitely like a huge
following. I didn't know the Hadids had brothers.
There's one brother, yep.
Oh my God.
Himself and Dua now for a while.
There we go.
That's my story.
That's not my name. That's not my name.
What?
Welcome to a game we like to call That's Not My Name. I feel like we've probably been playing this for about a month on the show now on Monday mornings. Going very well. We want you to come on the show and quite simply, with absolutely no hints or clues, we want to guess your name. Okay?
I remember you brought this to the show and you were like, this is what we're going to do. And I was like, this sounds stupid. And now it's my favourite game in the world.
You got to trust the process,
you
man.
Do.
We each get one guess at the player's name. So there's three chances of getting the name right. If we get your name wrong, you have to say the name of the game, which is That's Not My Name. And if we get it right,
well, all hell will break loose.
We'll all lose our lives.
I'm going to be chasing that feeling for the rest of my life. That feeling when we got a winner a couple of weeks ago and they were like, that is my name, and I just lost it.
It was unbelievable. We've only had one winner of this game ever. We roll the IMC cinema passes each week that it's not won, so there are six IMC cinema passes to be won. Quite simply, for us correctly guessing your name, you don't have to do a whole lot here, only send us over a WhatsApp voice note of you saying, my name is... and whatever your name is. And that is because we need to have a bit of verification.
Yeah.
We need to have a bit of a system.
It'd be a bit stupid if we were like, oh, is your name Kate? And you were like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, grand.
Give me the IMC cinema passes.
So,
yeah, no, we need a little bit of rules.
The only person who's going to hear that voice note is producer Callum. So we will not hear that voice note, but that's so we can prove that you're telling the truth. And we did just have a conversation off air there saying, how exact do we need to be if we say Katie and your name is Kate? I think we're going to have to say no.
Yeah.
There was a close call last week, for example.
There was.
Is your name Danielle?
That's not my name.
Is your name Lisa?
That is not my name.
Oh.
Is your name Saoirse?
That is not my name.
Oh.
My name is Sarah.
Sarah.
I nearly said Sarah. Yeah.
And you wouldn't have got it.
No. And if we say Katie, but your full name is Catherine or whatever, you know. It's just, it has to be exactly what you say in the voice note. So send us over a quick voice note. Do it now to 087 711 1038. Simply saying, my name is blank over on WhatsApp.
It's very easy to get involved in this game.
So easy. So easy to win yourself six IMC cinema passes and be part of a thrilling moment on live radio.
087 711 1038. Get in touch with that voice note now, telling us your name. My name is blank. My name is Emma. His name is Dave. Her
name
is Aisling. This is Spin, and this girl's name is Taylor Swift.
I have
Spin.
That's not my name. That's not my name.
What?
All right, time to raise the stakes on the show with a game we like to call That's Not My Name. We get you on, we barely even say hello to you, and then we straight away get three guesses, one each, at what your name is, okay? We have no prior information about you, and we just want to see if we can guess your name. If we do, today we'll give you six IMC cinema passes. To enter this, you have sent us in a WhatsApp voice note of you saying what your name is, and that's for verification purposes, but we're going to let you listening in on the secret as well, so we're going to play out that voice note, but all of us are going to take our headphones off. So
yeah, we won't be able to hear it.
No.
Only producer Callum and you listening will hear the player's name before we guess.
So with that in mind, are we good to go with this, Callum? Yeah?
Let's play voice note one!
Okay, headphones off, everyone.
Headphones off.
My name is Emma.
And you're good to go.
All right. Player one.
Okay, player one standing by. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. Good. Okay. Player one, I don't know what, I'm getting a vibe off you. Something kind of happy, something kind of positive. Is your name Hannah?
No, that's not my name.
Is your name Megan?
That's not my name.
Dang. Is your name Leah?
That is not my name.
When you say that is, it freaked me out.
I know. Player one, reveal yourself. What's your name?
My name is Emma.
Emma! There is an Emma!
Damn it.
An Emma.
We need to start guessing our own names.
I should have known better.
You should guess your own name.
I let you down, Emma. I should have known. I'm sorry.
See you, Emma.
It's okay. See you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Right. This game is tough.
It is hard. It is. Okay, we've got a voice note now from player two.
Okay, headphones off, guys.
Headphones off.
Alan, good to go.
Yeah. My name is Alice.
Let's play!
All right, player two is standing by. Hello.
Hi.
How was your weekend, player two?
It was good. Okay. Quiet, but good.
Very well, nice.
Okay, I'm getting a vibe, yeah?
Yeah, I feel, I've definitely got it. I've got it. Okay. Is your name Quiva?
That's not my name.
Samus.
I had Quiva written down as well. Is your name Joanne?
That's not my name.
Mm.
Is your name Ali?
So close, that's not my name.
Yes. Oh, Emma. Oh.
What is your name, player two?
My name is Alice.
No! Oh my God, Emma.
That's tough going.
That was a real, that was a niche one.
Do people call you Ali
and
for
sh-
people call you
some
Ali.
Some people do call me Ali, yeah.
Sickner.
Sorry Sickner. About that, Ali.
It's Alice.
No,
Alice.
She's Ali to me now. She's always the Alice, Ali to me. Cheers, hon. Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Sickened.
Ali, Ali, Ali.
Oi, okay. Oi, oi. Very good. Headphones off, guys.
How are you? My name is Brian.
Here we go!
Player three.
Player three standing by. Headphones back on, guys. What's going on, player three?
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
We're good. Player three, is your name Kian?
No.
That's not your name.
That's not your name.
Player
That's
three, name. Is your name Kieran?
That's not my name.
Player three, here we go. I'm feeling a connection. Is your name Peter?
No, that's not my name.
Damn it, man. What is your name?
My name is Brian.
Your name is Brian. Brian, it was right there.
Brian's
right
always there. Kind right on my
there.
List.
Right there.
God damn it.
Sorry, Brian. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Ah, dear, oh dear. No winner this week. Next week, we roll up to 8 IMC Cinema Passes. That's how many was won on the one time this game was won.
I was thinking about that, yeah.
It's back next Monday, same time, same place, here at Spin.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning. Oh, yeah. Dave. Aisling.
Good morning. I hope you're well. It's Monday, the 4th of March, and you're with Emma, Dave, and Aisling here at Spin 103.8.
Good morning. Has anyone seen the thing that kind of took off last week about the guy? He's an Irish guy who's moved to London, and he's decided to bring Irish food to London.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Not like with him, but like set up a thing in London for Irish people right. over there. So he has brought, and this is on like the kind of, it's called Emerald Eats.
Very
right?
good.
He set up this kind of almost pop-up. Right, so he's got chicken fillet roll, right?
Oh, they love that.
£8.
Oh, wow, he's gone
big. £8.
Oh, it's
for
like
a chicken
bougie,
fillet roll.
Right?
It's bougie, right? He's got curry chips as well, which I can't believe they don't have that over there. He's got a spice bag. The spice bag is less expensive than the chicken fillet roll.
Wow.
The spice bag is £7.50.
Yeah.
How? Where? I don't understand where that's coming from, but everyone was going mad because he's calling it Irish street food.
Oh,
I just think this is so funny.
That's kind of funny.
It is good.
I
like,
think that's
but,
good. If you were to, like, a lot of the time we would eat said foods you've just mentioned on the streets.
Yeah.
I.e. at the end of a night out.
100%.
Eating your curried chips.
It is a grab and go, like, type of thing.
Yeah. It is, I suppose, yeah. But everyone
that
was kind of
funny.
Going mad about the fact that it was called, you know, street food. But I think, why has no one, because there are, I watch a lot of, like, UK YouTubers, right? Like, Sidemen and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they would say, whenever they're in Ireland, they get a spice bag
really?
Because it's like famous. It's like Ireland spice bag, right? And I know this is so typical. More breakfast show on Spin talk about spice bags, but like
chicken fillet roll.
Chicken fillet rolls. did you get the shift over the weekend?
Yeah,
did you?
Yeah.
But everyone in the UK like knows Ireland as spice bag.
Even
why the hell
it's from a Chinese restaurant?
But
why
does
Chinese
no one
restaurants sell them in the UK?
I think it started off in somewhere like Coolock.
But the spice bag is kind of relatively new, isn't it?
Like, it is.
The spice bag's only in the last like yeah, I would say 5 years.
But I don't understand why
so
no
random.
One has brought that to the UK. How
they
is that not
love
a thing?
A spice bag
would kill
spice
for a spice bag. Spice bag. I don't know if they do like Chinese restaurants like we do. Like, I'm not entirely sure they'd do it like as you know.
I think they love an Indian over in the UK a bit more than the Chinese here. Yeah,
well, we do actually have a resident Englishman in the room who seems to be busy working on something and is actually not aware that we're talking to.
He's not listening at all.
Oh, hello, welcome back to the room.
he literally perked up when I started saying Britannia.
Callum, tell me about UK Chineses. Why don't you have a spice bag?
UK Chinese is all good. There is no spice. You can get like salt and chili chips,
right?
But it's not like you can't get the spice bag. You don't get 3-in-1.
Why?
It's just not a thing.
Would you say that the Chinese is more of a thing in Ireland than the UK? The Indian is more of a UK thing, maybe?
I would still say Chinese is massive in the UK, but it's not as good as the Irish Chinese.
Oh, interesting.
And I'll take that to my
grave. That's why he's still here.
Yeah, very true.
My granny just turned 90 and is all of a sudden obsessed with getting Chinese food.
No way.
She had a sweet and sour about 6 months ago and she can't stop thinking about it.
That's mad.
For the third time in 2 months, I brought her to the same Chinese on Friday and we had lunch at the Chinese.
Oh, that's no. So
she really wanted her sweet and sour.
Granny's eating Chinese does not compute to me. My granny has only ever had rice as a dessert.
rice pudding.
Yeah. Stick around, you're on spin and the golden ticket's on the way.
Yeah. Emma, Dave and Aisling's. Okay, I got that. Golden ticket.
We have a holiday we're trying our best to give away. It's in Corfu. You can head there for 7 nights and stay at the Royal Grand Hotel. Get some sun in the bones. All with thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
I really want to give this away this week.
I know, yeah.
I really, really do. It's coming up to the Easter holidays. Mm. That's a good time to get away to Corfu.
It is actually. And it's Easter holidays time is normally when they hike up prices. You wouldn't have to worry about all that.
Exactly.
You just go because they're paid for and they're sorted with this trip. Megan's on to give this a lash this morning. Quiet weekend, Megan, was it?
Quiet weekend, did nothing, just chilled out.
Did you enjoy the snow on Friday?
Yeah, actually, I was in Crumlin at the time and I actually got loads of snow, so it was lovely.
It was mad, wasn't it?
So bizarre. It was so snowy on Friday and then Saturday it was so sunny and everything had melted and it was great.
I went for such a nice walk yesterday evening. It was like gorgeous and I was like, what the hell?
It was like the snow 2 days ago.
Yeah. I know, and it was so sludgy as well trying to get out of town.
And it goes rotten then after it starts melting.
It's really brown and gross, isn't it? Can almost say now, I don't know, Medairn might have a crystal ball at this stage and might be able to tell us what's happening.
They should probably invest in one, yeah.
They might know what's happening in Corfu this week, but I think it's fair to assume you won't get snow there right now.
Megan, what's the story? Have you any holidays booked so far this year?
I'm actually going to Vietnam in 2 weeks.
You may give Aisling some tips
Megan,
now.
I'll see you there. I'm going in 3 weeks.
No way. Yeah, we're going for 2 weeks, so excited about that.
Unreal. I actually probably will cross over with you at some point.
I'll keep an eye out now.
Yeah, wear a name tag. I'll have a look for you.
I was in Hanoi before. My only piece of recommendations would be go to every single museum there. They're amazing.
Sorry, has everyone been to Vietnam? What's going on? Like, is that the new Lanzarote?
It's the new Corfu.
Okay, interesting. All right, well, we're not sending you to Vietnam. We're sending you to Corfu, hopefully, if you guess 5 songs and artists in 25 seconds. This is Emma, Dave and Aisling's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this song before, Megan? Or this game before?
I heard stuff like it, but I don't think I've heard this actual game. So I'm nervous.
Megan, you've heard nothing like this before.
It's extremely unique.
Where do you normally hang out in the morning?
Yeah, what do you listen to in the mornings?
Oh, no, I listen to Spin, but it depends on what time I'm in work. I'd be in work then by quarter to eight, so it depends.
So you'll be with us early, yeah.
Right,
well, let's see if we can get you this trip away. This is Emma, Dave and Aisling's Golden Ticket. If you guess 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds, you win the ultimate break in Corfu. If it's a song with a few people on it, let's say it's like a collaboration or something, you only need to tell us one artist that's on the song. There's no skipping or passing. We cannot move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you're listening to the song and you go, oh, I really don't know this one, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final tune. If you want to swap the tune, just shout the word swap. Simple as that, okay? When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next song. All makes sense, Megan? Okay.
Yeah.
Happy days. Where are you from?
From Longford.
Oh, very nice. And are you living in Dublin?
Yeah, living in Dublin, yeah.
Oh, very nice.
All right, best of luck, Megan.
Megan from Longford. You got 25 seconds on the clock. The best of luck. Song one, playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Prada, Castle.
Stop the clock.
Lovely stuff. Castle Ray and D-Block, you're a Prada. Song one in the bag. You got that in 4 seconds. So we have 21 seconds left and 4 songs to go.
Come on, Meg.
As well as that, you also have swap remaining. So we're off to a really, really good start, Megan. Let's go for song two. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
We never knew how to forfeit.
Oh, we're swapping it out.
That was Waffle House and Jonas Brothers. No, Joy, you weren't going to get it, no?
No, I didn't have a clue, no.
That's all right. That's what the swap is for. All right, we have 21 seconds back on the clock, and let's go for a brand new song too. It plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Sam Smith.
Yeah.
Holy.
The other way, the other one. The opposite.
Oh. Unholy.
Yes, at the clock. Sorry. We have to be so particular on that.
No, that's okay.
Sam Smith, Kim Petras, Unholy. It's all good. We still have 12 seconds left and 3 songs to go. It's definitely not bad.
Not
a
bad
4 seconds
start.
For a song to play with here, Meg, so just speed it up, okay? You got this.
Okay.
Let's go for song 3, Megan, and plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
You're on the radio, Megan.
Ariana Grande, Weekend.
No. There's your time.
It wasn't Ariana Grande, but it was Weekend. Save Your Tears, but you did just get it
right
on the buzzer,
Klaxon,
I'm afraid. Oh, dear.
Oh,
Meg.
Megan, I'm
sorry. Oh, that's okay.
And it's not even 8:30 and you've dropped a big F-bomb on the radio, so it's a good start to your day.
I'm so sorry. I just coughed at halfway through as well. Oh, my God.
That's that Longford mouth. That's that. Megan, thank you so much. Did you have fun?
Oh, yeah, it was really fun. I'm very shaky right now. It's
I'd
so funny.
I'd say you are. But listen, we had fun chatting to you. I hope you have an amazing day. All right, thank you for listening. Thank you for playing.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you.
Bye.
That's disappointing, but we rock on, lads. We rock on.
3 out of 5, not a bad start to the week, I think.
Jonas Brothers, Waffle House. Sorry. Good tune. Like,
yeah.
Well-known tune.
Played a lot.
Yep. All right, so message now if you want to get on tomorrow and you think you could have done a better job and won the damn thing. Golden in a WhatsApp, 087-711-1038. That's the number to get us on, and hopefully we'll get you on air, and hopefully you'll be packing your bags or thinking about what to pack in your bags this time tomorrow on the show. On Friday's show, we were chatting about a couple who've just not only bought, but just moved into their new apartment, okay? They're from the States. They have a joint TikTok account, and they're just kind of chancing their arms and having a bit of crack. They sent a collection of 25 letters to companies trying to blag free stuff for the house, essentially.
I love this. It's genius. I also feel a little bit like having a joint TikTok account is more of a bigger move than buying a house together.
Yeah, honestly.
That's huge.
So basically what they got back from Lego was a handwritten letter. In addition, a unique little Lego lad to display in their new home.
Nice.
Again, if you're a big Lego stan, I'm sure that would mean a lot to you.
Would be nice for free.
In part 2 of their TikTok, they revealed that they got 2 vouchers from a company that sells sweets. They're known for owning the Sweet Nerds. I don't know nerds, but I guess they're just a big thing in the States.
They're American.
You're a nerd.
You're a nerd. Yeah, very good. And they did reveal in the comment section, I had a look again this morning for an update, that another company has got back to them, but they haven't done the full deep dive yet.
Okay.
But what they did do, because there was a lot of attention on this, and this has gone so viral online, is they finally did show their followers the layout of the letter that they sent.
Oh, did they?
Interesting.
People were keen to know, like, how did you go about this? What was
this? This must be the best word of the letter ever.
Yeah.
The kind of vibe of it was, dear blank, right? Greetings from your newest homeowners, Austin and Emma. We've embarked on the wild adventure of adulting and have decided to dive headfirst into being homeowners together. As we sit and unpack boxes and contemplate the mysteries of flat pack furniture, we couldn't help but think about all the delightful things that could make our new house feel like a home. And then it goes on a bit and signs off by saying, thank you for considering our unconventional request. We eagerly await the surprise and delight you may or may not bestow upon us.
That's very good.
So it was well written.
Yeah. It's nice. Quite descriptive.
And I wonder whose idea that was, because that's genius. I love that. Let's see how much free crap we can get.
Yeah. Absolute chancers.
The only thing about it is, and the reason that I was kind of keen to see the layout of the letter was, I think that Emma, Dave and Aisling should also do this on the show.
Yeah, okay. I agree.
Should get in touch with the company, look for some free stuff for some reason. Sadly, none of us are moving into a new house, so we don't really know what our crunchy thing is
yet
necessarily. But anything then that we get back, we give away on the show.
Okay, I like this. Yeah,
that's
so we're, basically what we need is prizes for our show.
yeah.
We could do a little hamper of all the random bits that we have between us, because we all have different interests, I suppose. So shall I start? This is kind of my elevator pitch of I haven't quite written the letter yet. But the company I have decided I'm going to approach is Irish company Sudocream.
Oh, wow.
Wait, Suda Cream is Irish.
I really checked this today. Yes, they
are
Irish.
Fascinating.
Yes. The reason I'm thinking Suda Cream is I'm an Irish woman and I've always appreciated the magic healing quality of Suda Cream, but never more than I have been lately. On the back of being in the sun for 2 weeks, I am a peely bitch. My skin is so dry, it's flaking. It's disgusting.
Okay.
I bathe in Suda Cream every evening. I smell like Suda Cream all the time. And I just think everyone listening deserves to have a big pot of Suda Cream lying around the gaff.
It's an essential.
I also would include in my letter to Suda Cream that Dave Hammond has the driest hands I've ever seen at the moment, yeah, to the point that they are bleeding at times, and I really feel like he doesn't take care of himself very well. I could do with a new tub of Suda
Cream. She won't give me any of hers.
So I'm going to approach Suda Cream. I'll hopefully have loads of Suda Cream to give away on the show. What are you saying, Dave?
I love that.
Thanks.
I, however, can't eat Suda Cream. So I've gone for a bit of a different vibe, and I have not gone for an Irish company.
Oh, you're going big, man.
Yeah, I've gone for a Singaporean company.
Okay.
And my elevator pitch goes like this. It's not really a letter, of just more of like a hello. Hello, Coca Noodles. I'm a big fan of your noodles. They make me feel very warm inside, and I love showing off to my friends by swallowing half of the noodle and then pulling the rest of it back up. I find that very fun to do.
Yeah.
No one seems to enjoy this, but I do. If you have any spare Coca Noodles, chicken flavoured, that you're not selling, please can I have some? And I take really good care of them. P.S. I also like your vegetable ones, which is mad because I don't like vegetables. So keep up the good work.
Very good.
I think Coca
Noodles. Coca Noodles, I think it's gettable, yeah.
Producer Callum?
Just searched up Coca Noodles. Coca Noodles are Singaporean, but in Ireland they're distributed by the Boyne Valley Group, who are based in Drogheda.
Oh my God! Represent!
Add that to your pitch.
So there you go.
You're a Drogheda-esque man.
That's perfect. I'm going to do that, so.
Yeah. Well, I told you on Friday as well that my mother was a big fan of the TV show Eeyore, and when that show was finishing, she sent emails and she got like signed pictures from the cast. She got an Eeyore Scrubs that was signed by the cast. So I've kind of gone down that route, and I'm going to look for some free stuff from Fair City.
What? No.
Yes. A bit more achievable. So this is what I'm going to say. About 13 years ago, I had the pleasure of starring as an extra on an episode of Fair City. I think about my day in Carrickstown regularly and regret so much not taking a souvenir beer mat from McCoy's or even a blade of grass from the park. Please could you send me something from the set? You have no idea how much I love Fair City. It's so good.
Wow. I'm game for this.
I bet they have never gotten an email like that before.
No. Ashling, when's the last time you watched an episode of Fair City?
13 years ago when I was in it.
Okay, we'll report back on Friday's show and see how we get on. Emailing Suda Cream, Coca Noodles and Fair City for free stuff.
And then we'll give whatever we get away, give away on this show.
Wow. Cash machine and Suda Cream. What more do you need in this life?
That's spin, baby.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Jazzy's shooting star on Spin with Emma, Dave and Ashling. She was at the Brits. She was representing over the weekend. Didn't get the win for Best International Song, but who bloody cares?
Oh, she's
You're
made
up
it.
Against the likes of Kylie Minogue.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair enough.
Also, big shout out to the fellow Irish gal on the red carpet,
C-Mass.
Who was there last night, on Saturday with her bum out.
She did. She brought the top of her crack.
She brought the crack out to the party. But Jazzy was speaking to us on the red carpet.
It's me four Seba Brits.
My outfit, so it's double denim vibe. And we've got denim boots under here as well. Yeah, I just wanted to go for a blue kind of 2000s look. I always loved when I see people doing blue mascara and stuff, and I never got to try it. So I just had a go for the Brits.
Emma, the blue mascara.
That was Emma's prediction for 2023, your year off. But I think you can well and truly say it's
take
made
that.
It.
Jazzy's making blue eyeliner or blue mascara a thing again.
Which one's mascara again? Is that the one that goes there?
No, mascara goes on your eyelashes.
Oh, on your eyelashes.
Save it for the girly quiz.
Oh, God.
That's very exciting, guys.
There you go. So it's coming back.
Might be making a comeback finally. As you said, a year off. Interesting.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning. Do you know what? This is a bit of a tough start to the week for me because I'm starting it feeling like quite a bad person.
Oh dear.
Okay. I have a little bit of a dilemma for you, and I'd love your help on this. 087-711-1038. So here's the dilemma. There is a new restaurant that's opened in town and I have been very excited to go. It specialises in steak. Okay. Cool. It does nothing else. Actually, sorry, that's a lie. It does chips and it does chicken. That's it. Okay. There is steak, chicken, and chips on the menu, and that is the entire menu.
Okay.
That's what it specializes in.
What's the place called?
It's called Buff and Frites.
Buff and Frites.
Buff and Frites.
There's a few buffs.
There's a few buffs, but I think this one is like buff is beef. And frites is fries. Mm-hmm. So this is what it specialises in, right? And it's all over TikTok and everyone is talking about this. So I was like, I really, really like to go to this restaurant at some stage, okay? Because it just looks stunning. Plus, it's like, really, it's quite, like, it's not expensive, basically, is what I'm saying. The thing is that I managed to, over the weekend, chat to my housemates and I was like, would you be up for going? And they're like, yeah, sounds good, right? There's four housemates plus me, so there's five of us in the house, but only three housemates were with me when I booked this, right? Mm-hmm. I booked it for Wednesday evening. There was only a table for four, so all of us four. The one housemate who wasn't there in the room when I booked this is vegetarian, right? So my dilemma is that I can't invite her because then one of us has to give up our space. But also, the only reason I didn't invite her is because she's vegetarian.
Yeah.
Do I invite her and hope to God she says, no, I don't want to go. Why would I want to go to a place that doesn't have any vegetarian food?
Mm.
Or do I just completely ignore it? Do I go, hey, you know, do you want to come to this restaurant? What if she says yes? Then do I have to give up my spot because I was stupid enough not to invite her? I can't ring the restaurant to be like, we'd like another thing or whatever. They don't have a table for five at that time.
Right,
we have to change the whole date and whatever. So do I invite her or do I ignore her? I know this sounds bad because she's vegetarian and I haven't invited her, but why would she want to go in the first place?
Mm.
There's nothing for her there.
They might have ice cream or something.
As a vegetarian, I would say that vegetarians are people too. And that's just my hot take for now. I need to think about it more. Yeah.
Do you feel hurt a little bit?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
Interesting. So that's not good. We're not off to a great start. So should I invite her and risk giving up my space because I didn't, mm-hmm. you know, book for her? Or do I just completely ignore it? Hopefully she won't notice. 087-711-1038. Invite or ignore.
And when you say ignore, are you saying you won't be on Instagram that night? You won't be sharing stuff
won't
about it?
Won't do a thing.
What happens when you all come home from the restaurant together and she says, where are we all?
She's sitting in the spiral chair stroking a cat and she's like, oh, hello. Yeah, no.
Why do you all smell like buff?
I'm freaked.
Yeah, that's not good.
087-711-1038. Invite or ignore. Get in touch.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Mark, what do you think? Invite or ignore?
Completely ignore.
Yeah, you're on my fun kind of vibe, Mark. Why do you think that?
Yeah, I'm on your side. Because there's just no point of inviting because she's not going to enjoy it.
That's true. But the only thing...
Like, Aisling, would you go to a beef and chicken restaurant?
No, in fairness, no.
No,
you make a good point there, Mark.
But I'm not trying to change my side. I'm absolutely with you, but I'm going to play devil's advocate just because I feel like it's fair. What if she would like to come along because we'll have good crack?
Yeah, I do think you might need to just say to her, we booked this when we were all together and it's not really your speed. If you don't mind, we're not going without you.
Okay.
Yeah. You could be thoughtful and bring her a salad.
Or a few frites. In
a little packed one from Tesco.
Yeah, I think the thing about it is overall, no one likes feeling left out and it's not a nice thing to do. That's the overall problem.
Yeah.
It's hurting feelings. Not like we all know that a vegetarian has no interest going to a steak restaurant.
Yes.
You know that kind of way, 100%. But it's the bigger picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bring her home some leaves, as Mark says. Perfect. She'll love that.
Yeah, perfect. Some pepper sauce. Thanks, Mark.
No problem. See you guys.
Bye-bye. Marius was in touch as well.
Well, Dave, I would say be a man, talk to her, explain the situation. Whatever way she will take it, she will take it. At least you had a good and decent to explain the situation.
Marius is a good man.
He's got a strong moral compass.
Why do so many people send voice notes to this show that start off with Dave, be a man? This is just a constant thing.
I wonder what that's about. Jade is standing by.
Jade, what do you think? Invite or ignore?
Oh, I feel so mean now. Ignore.
Oh, because, really?
Yeah, I just feel like if you choose to be a vegetarian, like, that's a sacrifice you're willing. You're taking that on with that decision, like, you know? It's not your fault choosing to be a vegetarian and giving up all the good things in life.
Yeah.
You don't give up kindness and friendship, Jade.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's absolutely spot on.
Giving up all the good things.
What would you do in this situation? Would you just completely ignore, hope she doesn't find out?
No, do you know, I wouldn't ignore. I'd just say it to her. I'm sure she'd understand. I have seen the hype about this restaurant. I tried to get in twice over the last 2 weeks. So I'm so jealous that you've got a reservation.
Oh, I cannot wait, Jade. I cannot wait.
I'm so jealous. Enjoy every minute of it.
Thank you.
I think Jade's backtracking now that she's come face to face with her vegetarian.
I think the trick is to book midweek, Jade, just in case you want to go to this place.
Okay, perfect. I'll try that.
Go on, steak lovers. Talk to you later,
see you, Jade.
Bye.
The question that you asked was invite or ignore, and I do think that there is a missing option, and that is explain.
Yes.
And that's what Lauren has sent in. She said, simply mention to her that you guys are going, apologise for not inviting her, but say you didn't want her feeling uncomfortable, as there'll be nothing there for her. That way it shows you gave her some thought and have apologised on the restaurant's behalf. And I would add as well, at the end, just say, you're such a selfless person. Well done for being a very good vegetarian.
Yeah, fair. Yeah.
That's not said enough.
Cows everywhere, thank you. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about actually explaining things to her though, because if I explain it to her, it's like I've made the decision for her, even though I already have, but then no, I'm telling her I've made the decision for her. I'm like, hey, you're not coming.
Yeah, sorry. But you got to stand by your decisions.
Yeah, very true.
This is what they're saying to man up.
Be a man.
So what are you doing?
Do you know what? Okay, fine. I'm going to explain. And I'm just going to be like, look, sorry about this. But I also might be just like, do you want to come? Because if so, I'll give up my spot.
Here's a great idea. We'll ring her live on the show. You'll explain live on air.
Emma, hit that button. Hit that button.
Just end of the podcast. You're doing it yourself then.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Wake up. Emma, Dave and Aisling.
We got the morning routine.
Morning, it's 4 minutes after nine. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling. This is Spin.
What's going on? Hey-o. Happy Monday.
Yeah. I went dancing on Friday night and I haven't had a night of dancing in a very, very, very long time.
Now, when you say dancing, do you mean you went to a class or you went like, when you say like how the people in the 50s were like, take me dancing?
Like swing dancing.
No, yeah. No swing dancing, just a night out.
Went for a boogie.
Involved in boogie, that ended up with
where
a lot
did
of
you go?
Boogieing. Now, this was in Waterford, my friend back home. And I think I finally discovered, took me a long time, how to make a night out great.
Oh.
And it's taken 30 years.
It's more simpler than you think. You gotta keep moving around. This whole staying in this one place for the night is a load of rubbish. Get to know her.
I am never going on a night out with you ever if that is worth hot
I will really? Say yeah. Sometimes though when you keep moving from place to place that kills the night, I think.
Yeah, you need to be careful about it. Yeah, but
you must have gotten lucky with the places that you went to.
Well, you see, because we were just having such a great time, we didn't care if a place was a bit rubbish, we'd be happy enough to move on, you know. We went to 5 establishments.
Wow.
And danced in the 4th and the 5th. I think 5 is good.
Good going. And you're in Waterford.
I was in Waterford, yeah.
There's 5 places in Waterford.
Oh, go away.
Just in general.
That's not the big fancy bookshop, no.
Sorry, you're from Kildare. What can you say? Anyway.
So you think moving, keep moving is the way forward. I think talking is the way forward, the way to have a good night. So like if you're on a night out, I want to be able to talk to everyone, chat to people and whatever.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely grand with that. As soon as I stop talking to someone, I get really tired and I'm like, okay, time to go. Unless I'm like, right, let's go dance.
As soon as you have to listen.
Yeah. No. No, talking to someone, having a conversation is fine. Yeah. But as soon as like the conversation stops and everyone's like, oh, we'll go for a drink or we'll go for a dance, I'm like, no, I'm not talking to anyone now, so I'm ready for bed.
Really?
Yeah.
What about you, Ash?
I just need a few musical tunes and I'll be good.
Okay.
Usually I don't get that, so.
Well, I was about to say, who's playing then?
Yeah.
This would be the perfect night. So like, we'll do a pub crawl to pubs that are only playing musical tunes, but not that loud,
so that you
so
can
that
talk
I can
over
have
it.
A conversation.
What am I doing in all this?
You're gone home. You're just on the move, and that's all that works for you.
It's 6 minutes after nine. You're with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning. Do you know what? I had a wonderful weekend. I did absolutely nothing but sit in bed. I played PlayStation. Very wholesome and quiet and chilled weekend. I loved it.
Wholesome isn't PlayStation.
Wholesome is PlayStation.
That's not what wholesome means.
Yeah, wholesome is like walks, hikes, baking.
Yeah, like
wholesome to me is
baking with your niece, hugging your mom.
It's not like killing people in Call of Duty.
That's wholesome to me. It's real wholesome, isn't it?
It's wholesome.
Well, I had a wholesome weekend from what I thought. Anyway, I was looking up like new games coming out and things like that and things I should buy, and I came across this article and I was like, yeah, that's a bit of me. It started off with, senses like touch, sight and hearing are all key to gaming, but one human sensation that has yet to catch on as part of the experience is smell. So I was like, okay, I'm hooked, right? I thought maybe it would be taste, that'd be kind of cool, but yeah. No, it's smell. A new AI device has been designed to release smells like gunfire, blood and cut grass when you're gaming.
What?
And it says here, if that's what you want.
It's real, real wholesome.
Real wholesome.
You smell of blood in my room.
Oh, lovely.
Think about the grass though.
Smell wholesome. Of gunpowder, it's lovely.
But it says, if that's what you want, as if to be like, loser, do you really want that? I'm like, yeah, of course I want that. Sounds amazing. Sounds deadly. Only thing is, I hope it doesn't like set, it's a smell, right? But like, smell has to be something. So is it going to set off like the fire alarm? Do you know what I mean? Be like, set a grenade off.
I just understand. How is that working? There's all these smells in your PlayStation. They just get a little squirt
every
now and again.
It's a device, this thing, right?
Okay.
And it kind of plugs into your PlayStation. It's called Game Scent, and it can be connected to any console, PC, TV, VR headset, and it triggers for in-game events such as gunfire, explosions, racing, clean air, ocean, and forest. And it'll cost about €140.
It is kind of cool. I do think like it'd be something that would be interesting and easy to do with like a big blockbuster movie in cinemas.
That's true. Yeah.
It's like you could release a scent if needs be. Producer Callum.
They do have in the Cineworld on Parnell Street something called 4DX.
I saw that, yeah.
Which is, I've done it once and it made me feel sick, but it actually... The seats move like you're on a simulator. If it's raining, wow, there'll be a bit of water coming down. It sprays you
it's
with
like
scent.
Disneyland. Do you know that you can go to those like interactive...
Yeah.
I went to Honey, I Shrunk, Blew Up the Audience or something like that.
All right.
The dog sneezed all over me.
Nice.
It was actually going crack.
Well, additional scents include the ocean, napalm, I don't know what that is, fresh cut grass, human exertion blood.
Ew.
And big city, whatever the hell that smells like.
I'm pretty sure napalm's like toxic gas.
Oh, nice. Love that.
So it's
all contained within this like refillable cartridge, right? And the idea is that the device, which is a hexagon-shaped box, releases scents based on the AI's interpretation of the audio in the game.
Okay.
How they're going to know it's freshly cut grass, I've no idea.
Yeah.
But it's just like if someone chucks a grenade in Call of Duty, you know what I mean? That's the thing. You'll be able to like smell the gunpowder or whatever.
If it was Sims, your Sim could be out cutting the grass.
Very true.
You're thinking about the real hardcore games.
Well, this is the thing. That actually sounds quite good, but I've had to think about games that I would like to continue playing without smelling them.
Okay.
Because I think they'd be quite bad. We start off with Mario, a plumber down the pipes. No, thank you.
That's going to be stinky.
Yeah, I'm fine with
pizza,
that.
Pizza, though.
Pizza.
He's Italian.
He is, but he does not eat pizza once.
I know.
FIFA. Grass, fine. Which is really coming back to the grass a lot, aren't we? But sweaty players in the changing room. No, I'm grand.
No.
Smelling the boots and
someone
all. No, don't need that.
It's not good.
Yeah. The Last of Us. I don't know if you've ever played that. It's a zombie game. Did you ever have a few days where you kind of like forget to shower, right? And you smell rotten.
Yeah.
Imagine that, but also you're dead. That's going to smell pretty bad.
Zombie
smell.
Do
you know what I mean?
Probably not great.
Farming Simulator. Just kind of self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Not good at all.
No,
slurry.
Not nice.
And although it would be kind of cute, not great, Nintendogs. I just think that could get very messy very quickly.
You know when they get filthy?
Yeah.
And the little dirt is spitting off them.
It's like, yeah, Dave, those Nintendogs smell disgusting. Yeah. I'm cleaning them, relax
them.
And their breath is rotten as well.
Morning.
I kept something pretty quiet last week, but I was in a musical.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I did it last week.
And you didn't tell us?
No, I was actually rehearsing for it for about 4 months.
Wow.
And you didn't say a single word
no,
about it on the show.
Why didn't you feel like comfortable enough to mention it to
I just didn't want to brag. You know, I just kept it very low-key. No, the musical I was in was Guys and Dolls. I mentioned it incessantly. And this will be the last time I talk about
That's
it.
That's a lie.
It, I hope. It ended on Saturday night, or rather Sunday morning, because immediately after the show ended, we had a wrap party. And I didn't get home until 8:30 in the morning.
Mm.
It was good fun.
Look at you.
To say the least. Yesterday was one of the great... difficult days of my life.
Yeah, you got into bed at about 8:30 in the morning. What time did you get up at?
But then I woke up at 11:20. I was like,
oh,
no! And then
no.
I fell asleep for about 2 hours in the afternoon, and then my boyfriend Alex actually carried me into bed at 8:30.
Yesterday. Did you sleep last night?
Yeah, but then I kind of woke up at like 4 because right. I was like asleep from 8:30.
Fair.
It's okay. I'm getting through it. I got the Lewis home from the party, and like there was just a load of like sad people going into work on Sunday morning, and I was like, ah! looking at all the like.
I always wonder about that. Like, you know, when you've been on a real late one and you're getting the Lewis into work and you're like, these people don't know that I'm not also going to work.
Yeah.
I've been out all night and I am in bits.
They knew.
It's quite clear by looking at you that you haven't been home yet. I think that gives me terrible fear.
Yeah.
I remember being at a club in Berlin once and the whole idea is like, you've no concept of time. You have to hand over your phone and everything and there's no windows. So
oh, you went to Berghain.
I know it wasn't that one actually, Dave. No, it wasn't. Oh. It's a similar vibe.
There's probably loads of really late ones.
And I remember it was one of the best nights ever. It was so much fun. And we got out with no idea what time it was and people were starting their day going to work and we were like, oh my God, no, that gives me the fear.
Yeah, you feel like a vampire out in the bright. Yeah. But like every time I finish a show, there's such a come down because the week of the show is crazy and then you've had rehearsals for months. So it's like such an adrenaline rush all last week. And now I'm like, what do I do with my three nights a week of rehearsals? Like, where are all my friends
gone? Is it like going cold turkey? Because all this build up, you do it and then it's done.
It's over. Like, you can't go back. So at the moment, I am suffering with a rare illness called post-show blues, And this is a real thing. I have it every time I finish a show. And I Googled it, and it's actually, like, there's loads of articles about it. Not from WebMD, but from theatregeek.net.
I'm sure the fact that you got home at 8:30 yesterday morning and haven't slept very well is adding to this quite significantly this morning.
Absolutely. Any doctor would tell me that that would exacerbate the symptoms. And these are the main symptoms of post-show blues. Okay, so one is a range of physical symptoms ranging from severe fragility, lethargy, muscle pain, runny nose, vocal problems. I can no longer hit a middle C.
Oh no.
Your mother will tell you it's because you're run down, but she is wrong. You are suffering from post-show blues. Okay?
I'm with you.
Symptom number two, your feet have molded to the shape of the 1.5-inch heel that you wore all week. You no longer feel safe on flat ground.
Okay.
You likely have the beginnings of an ingrown toenail on both feet.
Disgusting.
And you're considering wearing tan tights. You may be going mad.
You're considering wearing tan tights?
Considering wearing tan tights in the regular world.
Oh, no. Ashling, no. Don't let the... This is just the symptoms.
Okay.
Why shouldn't you do that?
We don't. You're a 27-year-old woman. You don't wear tan tights.
I don't wear tan tights.
Outside of being on stage.
Wait until I'm 65.
Thank you very much. It's close.
The last symptom of post-show blues is every time you open your phone, there are 75 messages in the musical group chat. Every message you send into the musical group chat gets at least 25 love hearts and laugh reacts. No other group chats hit the same way. Life is the musical group chat and the musical group chat is life.
Oh my God.
Your screen time is through the roof. That is another symptom of post-show blues. I've read that the only cure for post-show blues is getting back on the horse.
Another show.
Choir starts in 2 weeks. Oh, can't wait to tell you all about it.
For feck's sake.
Does choir give you the same adrenaline rush as the
music? It doesn't, but it'll do. It'll do. It's like a nicotine patch. We are just after kicking off a brand new round of One Foot in the Rave, where we play you a tiny snippet of a dance song. You have to guess what it is. And if you guess it correctly today, we'll give you 10 IMC cinema passes.
That's a lot of IMC cinema passes.
The clip has a vocal in it, which is interesting. Normally, we kind of stay away from that as if it's kind of a giveaway.
Yes.
Is it a giveaway today? We'll have to wait and see when we get to calls. This is the clip.
It's 0.2 of a second. You didn't even know your ears could hear something that short.
Do you know what? If it's not gone today, I feel like that could go tomorrow. Because if I get a little bit more of that vocal, I think I'll get it.
Yeah.
No bother.
It's not this, is it?
Wrong.
Yeah. There's a song from Kanye called Your Love is Fade. Fade. Yeah, that's what I thought that was.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's not. What are you thinking, Danny? Hello.
How are we?
Good, man. How are you?
Not too bad.
Good stuff. Danny, here's the clip. What's that song?
Is it Gangnam Style by Psy?
Ooh.
Ooh. Gangnam Style.
That's a very good guess. Let's hear it again.
What? Oh, I totally see what you mean.
I totally get it.
What about Gangnam Style?
I actually really wish you were right because I think it's a brilliant guess, but sadly it's wrong. Sorry.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
See you, Danny. Bye.
Talk to you later. Saoirse is also standing by. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good morning.
Morning. Here's the clip, Sophie. What do you think that song is?
So I don't know if it's a rave song, but I'm going to guess Black Eyed Peas, Pump It.
Pump
It.
It does. There's that kind of like aggression. Pump It.
Yeah.
What are you saying, Ash?
It's wrong.
I actually thought that might be it. That was a really good guess,
and
Sophie.
Another really good guess. Yeah. You're definitely getting there.
Try again tomorrow, Sophie, because you seem to be kind of somewhat on the money, is she?
She's getting there. We're getting there with vocals.
What do you mean getting there?
I just feel like they're good guesses and we're on the track. We do have a slightly... We have tomorrow's clip ready to go.
Okay.
Yes.
Watch me get this now.
No. Okay. So bearing in mind, you can't enter on this now and win 8 IMC season and pass. It has to be tomorrow. We're giving you kind of early access on this, okay? Make sure you're back tomorrow for this. This is tomorrow's clip. 0.4 seconds.
Oh, what?
A lot happening there.
Yeah.
1 second.
That's one of the most lucrative 0.4s you're ever going to get on One Foot in the Rave.
What okay, God's name is that?
One more time.
Total silence.
Now, no more. You have to wait till tomorrow. Stew on that.
I have no idea.
Mm. Need a list of gum? Could not tell you.
Aisling, no more, Emma. I know. I'm going to play it again.
Cool, one more time.
It just sounds like a mess. There's just so much going on.
There's a lot going on there.
So I'm going to Vietnam in 4 weeks' time. We kind of mentioned it on the show earlier on. And one of my friends who's coming with us would be a bit of a worrier. So she's up to high dough over this trip. And she's just announced in the group chat that she's going to start packing this week. We're going on this trip on the 28th of March.
Oh my God.
And she's starting packing this week.
I totally get that.
I actually feel like this is a bit of you.
I think you need to know what you have, what you need, weight-wise as well. Are you bringing like a roll-on case or just a backpack?
Have you? Oh, I'll probably bring like the big backpack, but more so just because I want to look like I'm going to Vietnam.
This is so bizarre. Why? Look, what if you need something you've packed?
That's what I mean. Well, I think this is absolutely mad.
I wouldn't necessarily pack the bag, but what you can do, and I'd recommend to your friends, literally, and I noticed these in Pennies, they're a new thing. They're at the Tills.
Okay.
There's these little travel bags now. There's a multi-pack of them at the Tills, and I picked them up and they were so helpful because if you're going rucksack,
yeah.
So in one bag, say, you know, you have, okay, socks and knickers or whatever.
Okay, so
and then
big...
one bag is like, okay, in this bag I'll put like beachwear or tops. Exactly. And then you can kind of easily just see what you have and roll it up all tight for your backpack. So I totally get that. You need to know what you have.
You do get it, but you also booked a trip to Thailand about 10 days before you even went.
But you can imagine the moment that I booked that, I did start thinking about the packing.
Do you do the same thing for when you're going home? Like, are you arriving to the holiday, like, right, I better get packing to go home in 10 days?
No, I don't mind the way back once you're sorted for being there.
That's gas.
I literally have a horror show the night before I go on holidays every time. Same. Because I start packing about 9 o'clock. Yeah, I'm like, this will take an hour.
I treat packing like I treat Christmas. Buy everything Christmas Eve.
I'm still really? Up at 1 in the morning. That maybe I need to go a bit more like my friends.
How long are you going for?
Like, yeah, about 10, 12 days.
Aisling! You need to start packing immediately.
Wow. For a month.
10 days?
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.